Hi, team. How are you doing? I was just putting my phone on do not disturb because it's very important that we are not disturbed today because this is a very, very important live. And I can see that you all think this is a very important live because there were 160 people in the waiting room before I went live today. So exciting because today in this session, you get your final word. And you also get the secret web page where you get to upload your fitness phrase. And I'm sure you've all figured it out by now, those of you who have been following along. And I am not going to give you the word just now. I'm going to drop it in somewhere in the session. Oh, the anticipation just kills me. I'm like, oh, and then I also get anxiety. I'm also like, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Like, oh, I'll do it now. Laura and I were saying, like, we almost feel better once the word has been said. We both are like, thank God, right? I can relax now after we've said the word because it really does give you anxiety. Like, and then the first couple of days, I was like, what if I said the wrong word? Can you imagine the chaos if I said the wrong word? So now I'm not going to show it to you, but Natalie, my assistant, has it written down here for me. So I know exactly what the word is and I will not be saying the wrong word. So good to see so many of you here today. There are a lot of people here today already, which is amazing. Today we are going to talk about mindset and motivation. I don't know that I'm going to say hellos because there are 600 people on already, and I don't think I could get through 600 hellos, but I just want you all to know that I can see you, Paige and Kathy and Lola and Jackie and Nita and Donna and Amy and Trudy and Allison and Jasmine and all of the other people who are there. I can see you all. I can see your comments coming through. I want you all to know as well that I go back and read every single comment that is left on these lives. The other day, I think there was 2,700 comments for me to go through. My husband was like watching me, just like, because you have to wait for the page to load. He was like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm reading all the comments. He was like, why do you read every single comment? And I was like, because standards are important, Ryan, and these are my people, and they have trusted me to teach them and guide them. And why would I not be reading the words that they write, you know? And I guess that is what I feel. I feel that you guys show up here every single day at to these lives, that you've invested your time with me, you've invested your time with yourself, you've trusted me to teach you something in the 5 days, and that you've also trusted that I'm going to give someone $10,000 at the end. Like, so many times people say to us, you know, we get online, oh, it's a scam, it's a scam. She's going to give it to someone she knows. She's going to have, you know, like someone, a friend of hers, you know, there or whatever, and she's going to keep it for herself. I'm like, do you think I would still be in business 7 years down the line if I was scamming people, if I was pretending to give away money? Listen, I'm not going to pretend that the idea hasn't crossed my mind in the past, especially whenever it's like 190 grand or given out. I'm like, of course the idea, you know, I wouldn't be human if the idea didn't cross my mind. I wonder, can I pretend to give the 190 grand to somebody and then just keep it for myself? No, but I would never do that because let me tell you, the law of reciprocity is exact. What you give out, you will get back tenfold from the universe. So the law, I believe in the law of reciprocity. That's why we give away so much money in competitions. It's why I give away so much of my time. And it's why I sit and spend hours upon hours reading the comments after these lives have finished, because I want each of you to feel seen. I want you to feel heard. I don't get a chance to respond, obviously, to every single comment, but I do respond to a lot of them. Probably you guys have seen a few days later, maybe on what your a comment on one of your lives, like suddenly you'll get a response from me and you're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Like, Kim has responded. So I want, that is because my hair's annoying me because it's not even. That is because I do go back and I read all of the comments. So I don't want you to feel like you're ever not being seen or heard because you are being seen and heard. And I just want you to know that. Okay. So we are going to get started. And someone's saying, I comment a fair bit. I will restrain myself. Steffi is saying, Steffi, you don't need to restrain yourself. We love it when people comment. I love it when I see people commenting multiple comments because it means that you're super engaged. So never, ever, ever, you know, never, ever hold off from commenting. And someone else is saying, you know, I love seeing other people with high standards. We have very high standards in this company. We do not like people to wait to get an answer to their questions. Hopefully you've realized that this week from being, you know, involved with the company, if this is your first experience of us in the Facebook group. We don't like anyone to wait to get a response on every single post that goes up. One of my team will comment on it. We want to make sure that every single post has a comment. And if you did post something and it didn't get a comment, it's just that we haven't seen it. So every single post gets a comment. Every single post gets encouragement. We want every single member to feel welcomed and valued. And that is such an important part of the ethos of the company. It's what I've taught all the staff, but it's what the staff have naturally themselves anyway. I've just been able to foster it and bring it out, you know, the coaches and everyone who works for the company, I've just been able to bring that out in them, but they already had those high standards themselves. I was just able to channel those high standards into the Sculpted Vegan, which is very beneficial for me and for you guys. Okay, so someone is saying, Kim, can you see my name? No, I cannot see your name. I want to make sure you can see me tomorrow. Facebook user is saying this one here. No, I cannot see your name. I'm sorry. So you are going to have to try and figure out a way to accept StreamYard's terms and conditions. So let's go. Right. What have we got today? I'm just going to pull up my slideshow. Here we go. So today is all about mindset and motivation. Hopefully you guys are going to enjoy this session. I put a lot of thought into this session. And I've really thought about what is it that stops people from being successful. And one of the things you're going to learn from this session, you're going to learn something that you didn't know about yourself. And you're going to learn that actually you are a highly persistent person already, believe it or not. You have everything inside you to succeed in fitness. You just didn't know it. And you're actually already doing every single day a lot of the things that you need to do in order to completely transform your body. And I'm going to show you the how and the why and the what for. So, okay, let's get started. Let me just pull up my masterclass here. Okay, so one of the biggest questions that I get from people is, how can I motivate myself to work out? And this isn't a generic photo, by the way. You might think this is actually a photograph of one of our members. So we really do help people to sculpt the most phenomenal bodies. So when members ask me this, what they are usually asking is, how can I repeatedly motivate myself to work out? Because anyone can motivate themselves to do something once, but repeatedly motivating yourself when you really don't feel like it is one of the hardest things in human existence. Once you master it, however, it is completely transformative. The good news is that you have already mastered it several times in your life. And when you've done something once, you can do it again. So you might think that you are not a motivated person. You might say, oh, Kim, I'm always falling off the wagon. Why can I not stick to fitness? You know, I'm really good on a program and then I just go right back to my habits again and I don't know why. Or people say, I just can't seem to motivate myself. It's not that you can't motivate yourself, because everyone can motivate themselves to do something, because every single day you motivate yourself to even get out of your chair, to get in your car, to go to the dentist, to go to the kitchen to make food. Everyone has motivation, but what people are usually asking is, how can I repeatedly motivate myself every single day? And that's what I'm going to help you with in this masterclass. Because here's the thing, you are already a highly motivated person. You just didn't know it. So here's a question for you. Have you ever held down a job, part-time or full-time? Most people have. Did you feel like getting up for work when your alarm went off? Did you feel like getting up for work when your alarm went off every morning? I would guess the answer is no. So how did you motivate yourself to get up when you didn't feel like it? The answer is that you built the habit of getting up. So whenever people come to me and they say, I just can't motivate myself to go to the gym. What they mean is, I can't motivate myself to go to the gym repeatedly. And I say to them, you can't? And they're like, no, I just can't. And I'm like, do you get up and go to work every day? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, how do you motivate yourself to get up and go to work? They're like, I don't know. I just do. Well, because if I didn't go to work, I would get fired. And what would happen if you would get fired? Well, I wouldn't be able to pay my bills. And I'm like, really? Is that the reason why you get up every day? And they really think that it is, right? People think that they get up to go to work every day because if they didn't go to work every day, they would get fired. It's actually not true. Over time, you realized that even when you don't feel like it, getting up and going to work isn't that bad. When you get there, it's manageable. Even if you don't particularly like your job, you get there and you get through the day okay. And then you get to enjoy the weekends after you've worked hard all week. So when the alarm goes off, you groan, you hit the snooze button, and you wish it was the weekend. But you know the weekend is coming and you only have to do this 5 days out of seven for most people. So you get up and you go to work. You don't even question it. Oh, and by the way, you can see on every single slide here, I'm actually just starting from here. This is the lovely Barbara. I'm going to start showing you pictures of the people in our company who motivated themselves using our 6-month Extreme Body Makeover program to get up every day and go to the gym. This is Barbara's transformation photo in 6 months. This is what she did in 6 months. She repeatedly motivated herself to get up every morning. She did the program, she followed through, and she got these results in 6 months. You're going to see loads of these results as we're moving through the slides. So let's move on. There's Susan on the right. Look at Susan. Like, isn't she phenomenal? All of us have a morning routine, which involves all of the other little rituals we've created. No one really likes making coffee, right? It's much nicer when someone brings you a cup of coffee. Like my husband brings me a cup of coffee every morning, right? But when he's not there, or when he was, you know, in Australia recently, I got up every morning and made myself coffee because everyone loves a good cup of coffee or whatever your hot beverage of choice is. So you make coffee, you get breakfast, you put your makeup on, you get dressed, and you leave for work, okay? So you have developed a morning routine. You don't get up and go to work because you might get fired. You get up and go to work because you have developed a morning routine. And getting up in the morning, work being the purpose of why you're getting up, the work is the purpose of why you're getting up, but you have developed a morning routine which gets you to work. And I don't know what your morning routine is, but all of us have a morning routine and we go through the rituals of our morning. And usually our weekend morning routine is kind of the same, but maybe slightly different because maybe we don't have to be somewhere. We don't have to be dressed in a certain outfit or whatever. But each of us has this morning routine. You have created a morning routine that ends up with you being in work. It's not that getting up for work or even getting to work ever becomes more enjoyable. It just becomes a part of what you do every day. And once you're there, if you're lucky enough to enjoy your job, it's really not all that bad. Enjoyable even. You get through the day and you get home again. You might think that you go to work because you would lose your job if you didn't, but it's not true. The reason you get up and go to work every day, even when you don't feel like it, or you've had broken sleep, or you've been out late the night before, is because it's what you do. This was the best analogy that I could come up with whenever I was thinking about all of the people who ask me, why can they not motivate themselves? Why can they not stick to a program? Why can they not get fit? Everyone who asks me this and has a real feeling of failure, because I understand what this is like, right? You feel like such a failure. You feel that you as a person are a failure. Like you are not the kind of person who can show up and commit. And you keep looking at this thing you say you're going to do and you don't do it and you don't commit and you don't commit to the healthy diet and you don't commit to the gym training and you keep not committing. And so rather than separating your actions from your personhood, what happens is a lot of us feel like we are a failure. But quite often when I have this conversation with people, I say to them, but do you do this in other areas of your life? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, so like, do you hold down a job? Yeah. Do you brush your teeth every day? Yeah. Do you, you know, get up every morning and make coffee or eat your breakfast? Yeah. So whenever I point out all of these areas where they are consistent, they're like, huh, interesting. And then they start to realize they are actually a very consistent person and a very persistent person. They're just not persistent in going to the gym because they haven't built that muscle yet. And that's all getting fit actually is. It's building the muscle, but it's not building a physical muscle. It's building an emotional muscle. It's building a persistency muscle. It's building a habit. It's building a routine. And you might think that you can't do that, but the thing is, you're already doing it. You're already doing it in many areas of your life. Like, how many of you here take care of an ailing parent or a disabled child? Or maybe you have a husband or a wife or someone in your family who you take care of. And you get up every day and you take care of that person and you take care of their needs. Maybe you feed them. Maybe you have to change diapers. Maybe you have to toilet them. Maybe you have to call on them every single day. And you don't want to do it. It's hard, you know? I mean, you do want to do it, but you kind of don't want to do it. And sometimes you prefer you didn't have to do it. And sometimes you have a wee pity party for yourself and you feel sorry for yourself because you're tired and you're driving home and you really don't want to have to call in on your, you know, your elderly grandmother. You'd just rather go home because, you know, you just want to do something for you for a change. But do you ever not call in on your elderly grandmother? No. You call in on her because not calling in on her is so much worse than calling in on her. So you do the hard thing. So actually, you already are the kind of person who can show up and do hard things. You just didn't know it. It's the same for working out. The reason many people can't motivate themselves to work out consistently is they expect to be enthusiastic all the time. They expect to jump out of bed with a joie de vivre that lasts forever. And they're surprised and demotivated when it doesn't happen that way. So they think there is something wrong with them. Where is my cup of morning motivation? But the truth is, you're not motivated every single day. You're not motivated when you wake up. When that alarm goes off, you're not motivated. Most people do not wake up and go, yes, I am awake. Oh my God, life is great. I cannot wait to get to work. This is the best day of my life. No, it doesn't happen that way. Doesn't have that way for anyone, not even me. And I have a fabulous life. I'm kind of like, I look at Ryan. Is he awake yet? I see. Tap my phone. 3:55. I'll go back to sleep. Like, no one wakes up in the morning with a massive joie de vivre, unless you're going on vacation to the Bahamas, flying first class. And then you wake up and you're like, ping! And you leap out of bed and you run to the airport. It's fabulous. But that doesn't happen every day. Every day, life is a grind. Every day, life is full of responsibilities and hard things and things that you don't really want to do. But, you know, once you're there, it's fine. Once you motivate yourself to get into work, it's fine. You get to sit down at your desk. You're now in your work state. You get your cup of coffee. It's fine. It's only hard until you get there, right? And it's exactly the same for the gym or working out or doing cardio or meal prepping, right? You're like, oh my God, I got a meal prep. It's Sunday. I'm so tired. I've worked hard all week. I don't want to have to meal prep. Spend 3 hours meal prepping on a Sunday. Why did I ever sign up for this? Whatever. You go into the kitchen, you open the fridge, and you start slamming things on the counter, and you start, you get your shit out, and you're like, okay, I have to pull up the recipes. But as you start pulling up the recipes and getting the stuff out, and then you get into it, and then you open packets, and then you start chopping, and you get the saucepan down, you think, a wee bit of music, you put a bit of music on, and, you know, if wine's in your macros, yeah, a wee glass of wine while you do it, and whatever. And then after half an hour, and you're dancing around the kitchen, you're stirring, you're chopping, and then at the end of it, you're like, oh, I am a goddess. I am a cooking goddess. I have all this food. It is planned for me. I do not have to cook for the rest of the week. And then you go around telling everyone, look at all the food I created. You post a picture in the Facebook group. Look at all the food I created. Look at all this food for the week. And you're filled with such enthusiasm and joy and wonder at your own accomplishments and achievements. And it's absolutely amazing until next Sunday when you're like, fuck's sake, I have to meal plan again. Can't believe I have to do this shit again. Like, I can't be arsed to meal plan. I'm tired. I've worked hard all week. I don't want to have to do it. I don't want to have to prep my food. I feel so having a wee pity party for myself. Maybe if I complain to my husband about it, it'll make me feel better. No, he did not make me feel better. Maybe I'll call Natalie and complain to her. No, she didn't make me feel better. And so I'm just going to have to go and do it. And so you go and do it. And then the same thing happens again. Wee glass of wine, music's on, you're cooking, you're great. And then at the end of it, you're like, I am a cooking goddess. I am so wonderful. And you go through the process again. And then what happens after 4 to 6 weeks is Sunday rolls around and you go, I really can't be arsed to meal prep, but I remember that feeling that I get after I've meal prepped, that feeling where Kim sings opera. And that becomes the thing that you remember. That becomes the feeling that replaces or becomes easier than the feeling you get before you have to meal prep, right? And so suddenly you weigh up meal prepping on the scale, and meal prepping were before it was a 9, and the feeling you got from it was a 3 because you couldn't even imagine the feeling. Now the feeling you get from meal prepping and how easy your week is, because, oh my God, your week is so easy. You just take the food out of the fridge. You pack it in your bag. You don't have to think about it. You've saved so much time and so much money because you're not running the supermarket every day and you're not throwing extra shit in your basket. You're not having to think about what to cook or work every day. You did all the work in one go, and it is so easy. So now when Sunday rolls around, all you see are the benefits of the meal prepping. And yes, the meal prepping seems hard and it's still like, oh, I'd rather not spend 4 hours on a Sunday. But now the 4 hours on a Sunday is weighed up against all of the time that you saved during the week and the yoga classes you went to and the friends that you spent time with and the extra time you had relaxing in the evening and the time not spent running to the supermarket and the money you saved and the fuel that you saved in your car and the extra time you were able to spend with your daughter. And all of these benefits massively outweigh the amount of time that you have to spend on a Sunday. Because the benefits of doing it repeatedly and repeatedly and repeatedly start to far outweigh the downsides. And that is actually what happens with work. You go to work every day, not because you're afraid of getting fired, but because the benefits of work outweigh the downsides. If you don't go to work, yeah, you don't have money. You have to, you know, maybe go on benefits or, you know, on state aid or whatever. You know, it's hard. It's like it's the effects of it are not good. But the effects of going to work mean you get a regular income, you get a regular wage, you can buy nice things, you can go to the, you know, you can join a gym and you can, you know, go out to a restaurant and you have a nice life. And yeah, you wish you had a bit more money or whatever, but it's comfortable, it's nice, it's warm, it's happy, right? This is what happens when you start to build a persistency of going to the gym. It's not that you're not a motivated person. You are. You're a highly motivated person. You're just not motivated every single day. But the only way you're going to motivate yourself every single day is when you make it a habit. And the only way you're going to make something a habit is when there is a visible upside. But the only way you get to there being a visible upside is if you do it repeatedly for a period of time. And that's the bit that you find hard. Is the doing it repeatedly for a period of time, because you have to do it repeatedly for a period of time in order to see the benefits. And only when you see the benefits will you keep going. But most people give up before they see the benefits. But when you see the benefits, the benefits of doing it start to outweigh the benefits of not doing it, which are really just, I'm comfortable and it's too much effort and I can't be bothered. Comfort in the moment becomes less important than all these other benefits that you get from doing it. And before we move on, I'm going to tell you that the last word for this challenge is follow. So your fitness word today is follow, F-O-L-L-O-W. And I'm going to give you the URL later. Okay, motivating yourself to work out is very much like starting a new job. It's exciting in the first few days or weeks because it's all new. You set your alarm, you get up immediately because you don't want to be late and you're excited and you want to be a good person. You want to be seen as being a good person who's not late and he's on time. But after a few weeks, the newness wears off. You settle into the job, you settle into its routine. It stops being new and exciting and it becomes work. When the alarm goes off in the morning, you don't leap out of bed immediately. With the enthusiasm of a 2-year-old, you move a little slower. But the important thing is that you still get up and you still go. And can we just have a round of applause for Kerry, who did this incredible transformation in 6 months using our Extreme Body Makeover program. Can you tell I'm pushing the program a wee bit? Mm-hmm. They're all like, okay, Kim, we're done with the sales pitch. We know it's a good program. You can give it a rest now. I will not apologize for pushing the world's most amazing program. Sorry. Okay, make it as easy as brushing your teeth. So here's another question. If you're like, I'm still not really believing you, Kim. Here's another question for you. Have you ever been in bed and you remember you haven't brushed your teeth? Tell me yes in the comments. If you're like, you groan because you're comfortable and you're warm and you're cozy and you don't want to get up and brush your teeth. But do you let yourself off the hook? Do you choose to go on to sleep without brushing your teeth? Maybe sometimes yes, but most likely not. Nothing will happen if you don't brush your teeth that one time. But you don't let yourself off the hook because brushing your teeth before bed is what you do. It's a habit, and habits are hard to build, but they are harder to break. Motivating yourself to work out will only work if you accept that it's going to be hard. It's going to feel like work and you're not going to want to do it. So you have to build the habit. I think that's the most important thing about what I said there. Habits are hard to build, but they're harder to break. And I think knowing that helps us to build new habits. Like, I'm the kind of person now, I have built quite a lot in my life in terms of my business, you know, my body, my relationships with my husband, with my kids. I feel very proud of what I've achieved. And one thing I have learned from everything I've achieved so far in my young 45 years is that whenever it's hard, whenever you start something new, and I teach this to everyone who works for me, whenever you take on something new, so everyone has their life, right? We all have the different components that we manage. So let me give you an example about this. I used to only have in my life, I used to have my work, my family, and my training. Those were the three components that I had to balance in my life. And when I say my family, like, my family isn't just my kids and my husband. At home, I have a full staff, right? So I have a full-time housekeeper, a chef, and a weekend housekeeper. And then we also have window cleaners and gardeners and all that kind of stuff, because we live in quite a big house. And then we have handymen and people who come in and do stuff. So in my house, there's actually kind of a team of staff in my house. And I have to manage that team of staff. And then I have my work team here in Belfast. And then we have people in London. We have in London and England. We have people in, like, some of my highest team members are in America and Canada. So I have my Northern Irish team and I have my American team. So I have, and then I have my gym training, and I used to drive to Lisburn every day to train with Mark and do cardio, whatever. So I had my home life with my, well, I have actually have my working house, my relationship with my husbands and kids, which takes investment of time, my work here, my work in America, and my training. And all of that was beautifully balanced. Sometimes one part required a little more, sometimes one part a little less, but I had everything balanced. And then my daughter took up horse riding seriously a few years ago. She always rode ponies at my mom's, but she really got good during COVID. And so after COVID in 2021, I decided I was going to buy her a proper competition pony. And the pony was far too advanced for her. I used to ride 20 years ago. I rode my entire life from when I was a child. And I used to do 3-day eventing 20 years ago, but hadn't ridden since. And my mom always had stables, but not like a proper big yard. And so whenever Maya got into ponies, long story short, I bought her a pony. She couldn't ride it. So he's a big pony. So I started riding him and I bought her another pony. And then I thought, well, I might buy myself a horse as well. So I bought myself a horse and then I bought her another pony. And then I thought, well, we need a more professional yard. So I had to buy, you know, like, I had to build more stables. And then we bought a horse lorry and then I built a sand menage. And so basically the horses became almost like a full-time job. I had to hire a stable manager, and now we have a stable manager and a part-time groom and a weekend groom, and Maya works there. But I have to make time every week to ride my horses. Whenever I threw the horse riding into the mix that was already there, chaos ensued. And I had to really work hard to become good at horse riding again. I had to train. I was training 3 times a week. I was riding every day, but I was training like lessons 3 times a week. I was traveling an hour and an hour, 90 minutes there, 90 minutes back with the horse lorry and to train. And so I had to add all this in. And it was chaos for a while. Like, my husband said to me one day, your life is relentless. Like, that was the word he used, relentless. And he said to me, you're just permanently tired. And I was permanently tired. I woke up tired. I went to bed tired. I was permanently tired because I didn't ease off on anything over here. I still trained 4 days a week, maybe not as hard, but I did train. I was still, you know, managing my relationships with my husband and my kids. I was still managing work. I was still, I was growing the company. I was doing all of that, but I'd added this in and I had to figure out a way to maneuver and manipulate and fit this in. And there was a lot of failure. It was a lot of failure for a good 12 to 18 months until it became normal. And it became normal over the 18 months, over the 12 months, it became normal. But now everything has settled down. Now I have a beautiful team working at the yard. Everybody is highly committed. There's no emotional issues. Everyone's working towards a goal. I now have 2 years down the line, is it 2 or 3? It'll be 3 years this year. the yard runs like clockwork because of the team that I have installed there. We now have 5 competition ponies. And the business is running better than it's ever run before. And the house is running better than it's ever run before. And my relationship with my husband and my kids is better than it's ever been. My life, honestly, now is as good as it's ever been. And now this year, I'm launching another company. We've spent 2 years building an app. And now we're launching Only Fitness, which is an app, a social marketplace for the fitness industry. It's very like Instagram, except you can actually upload posts that you pay for. It's a way that PTs and online influencers can start a business for free. It's all free. And I'm going to add that in this year. And do you know what's going to happen when I add that in? I think we're going to launch at the end of the summer. Chaos will ensue again. My life will become completely chaotic once again. It'll become chaotic for everyone who's close to me in my life, because when my life erupts, they all have to scramble and change and figure it out and grow. As I grow, everyone grows around me. Now, why am I telling you this? Because when you add the gym or fitness or cardio or meal prepping or something new, which is time consuming, changing your body is time consuming. You can't pretend that it's not. And the results you get will be in direct correlation to the effort that you put in. If you work out for 30 minutes 3 times a week, you will get the exact results of someone who works out for 30 minutes 3 times a week. If you train in the gym 5 days a week, do cardio 5 days a week, plan and prep all your food, eat clean 80% of the time, and get loads of sleep and drink loads of water and minimize alcohol and make this part of your life, you'll get the results of someone who does all that, which will be far superior to the results of the person who works out for 30 minutes 3 times a week. But that's okay, because I'm not saying one is better than the other, but whenever you add something new into your life, it causes chaos and it disrupts everything else, and people get upset, and your husband's like, you're never home anymore, you're always in the gym, I never see you, and then your kids start playing emotionally, you're such a bad mom, and I needed you and you weren't here, and you start to suffer from the mom guilt because you were in the gym whenever your daughter needed you, or in work they're you're worried you're dropping the ball in work because now you have to get there late, whatever. And it becomes chaotic for a while you try to fit this thing into your life. And then you slowly, as with more failure, you fail and 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 you fail everywhere. And from those failures, you learn and you grow. And then slowly, training and going to the gym and eating healthy and doing cardio becomes who you are and what you do. And that's the process of change. There is no other way to achieve change than to go through that process. But the problem is, most people think that it should be easier than it is. And they're surprised when it's not, when it's chaos. But I'm surprised if it's not chaos. When I add something new into my life, if it's too easy, I get suspicious. I'm like, this was too easy. Something's wrong. Like this, it can't be this easy, because the process of change is hard. And if you stop expecting it to be easy, you won't be surprised when it's hard, and you'll be prepared for it. You'll be like, bring it on. I'm like, yeah. Like, I warn everybody in the company. I'm like, it's going to be chaos. Like, I've told them when Only Fitness launches, it's going to be a shit show, a certified shit show. And they're like, bring it on. We're ready for it. Right. And that's the way you have to be. You have to be ready for the shit show. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to commit to working out for 5 minutes. 5 minutes on the treadmill, 5 minutes walking outside, 5 minutes of lifting weights. Anyone can do something for 5 minutes. This is for people who are not currently working out and who cannot keep us, sustain a long-term program. When you're doing the 5 minutes, you might feel like going for longer, and that's great. Keep going for as long as feels good. But whatever happens, don't let yourself off the hook for the 5 minute minimum. I kept saying after yesterday, I asked you yesterday in yesterday's homework to commit to, write down what cardio you're going to commit to. And I'm seeing all these people who have been complaining, or not complaining, but who have been sharing in the group all week that they're not able to stick to a fitness program, and they keep falling off the wagon, and they're carrying so much extra weight and they just want to lose it. And yesterday I said, commit to it the smallest number that you can commit to, because you're committing to do this every day, not to get fit, not to get lean, right? Not to build muscle, but to build the commitment. Your goal in the beginning, if you are an inconsistent person, your goal in the beginning is simply to build the commitment. You're not doing it for any other reason except to learn. So I kept seeing these people in the groups going, minimum cardio, 60 minutes per day. 60 minutes I'm committing to per day. And I'm like, but you haven't even been able to commit to 5 minutes a day. So how do you honestly think you're going to commit to 50? This is the problem. People set the bar too high. They set the bar too high. And then they're like, I couldn't commit to 60 minutes a day. And I'm a highly motivated person. It would take an enormous amount. Like the prize at the end of it would have to be so big for me to commit to 60 minutes cardio a day. You would have to give me $1 million to commit to that for 1 week. Never mind. Well, for maybe for 4 weeks, never mind, like forever, which is what people in the group, I commit to 60 minutes a day. How about you commit to 5, right? 5 minutes. Don't let yourself off the hook with 5 minutes. And if you do 5 minutes, give yourself a pat on the back. And if you want to do more, do more. But really, 5 minutes a day is what you're committing to for the habit of building persistency, not to get fit. If you flip your mindset into that, I guarantee you'll be successful. Some of my best workouts in the gym are days when I feel tired and unmotivated. I really don't want to train. So I give myself permission to do the minimum amount of work. I commit to feeling good in the gym today. I will only push as hard as feels good in the moment. And the weird thing happens. When I commit to making it as easy as possible, I always push harder. There's something magical that happens in giving yourself permission to go easy. There's a great analogy. I remember being part of a summit or something years ago. And the leader at the top of the room, he said, he did an experiment. He said, human beings will never give their all to something. They will always hold something back. And this is what he was teaching. And I was like, well, I'm not the kind of person to hold something back. Like I give everything I do, like I give it my all. And he said, I was thinking this internally, he said, right, before we go on, he said, can every single person in the room please put up their hand as high as they possibly can? And so I went like this, right? Now, this would be me putting my hand up. This is me putting my, I thought, well, I'm going to stretch, right? So I put my hand up like this. And he looked around and he goes, okay, can everybody please raise your hands higher? And I went like this. And he goes, okay, so I have a question for you. Why didn't you do that the first time? And I was like, And he said it to everybody. It was like, my instruction was put your hand in the air as high as you possibly can. But nobody did. He said, you would all have been standing on your tiptoes, reaching like, or standing on your chair and putting your hand. That's putting your hand as high as you possibly can in the air. Why did you not? And he said, we're always taught to, we always hold something back because we're always taught that someone is going to want more. Because whenever you're younger, no matter how well you do, usually not all parents are like this, but your parents, I am not like this consciously because I know too much, but most parents always want more. No matter how good a grade you get, you know, oh, I got a B. Well, it wasn't an A, you know, I did this or I achieved this. It's, you know, we do say well done to our kids, but quite often we are always teaching them, oh, well, you could have done more. If you had done this, like if you had just moved this way or done this way, like you could have got more. In school, whenever you're being taught by teachers, no matter what you give, they always want more. They always want more. And so we're always taught to hold something back. And this is how we go through our life, holding back. And so, conversely, what it also does is whenever we go into the gym, we go into the gym with this feeling of, I don't want to do it. Because as we go into the gym, I don't know if this is you or if this is just me, but every day I walk into the gym, I'm like, I really don't want to be here. Because I know, or I think in my head, Mark, my trainer, is going to want more from me. Or even if I'm training by myself and I go into the gym, I feel like I should, in inverted commas, right? I'm here. I should be giving my best because we're taught that in school, aren't we? Well, you're here. You should be working hard. You should be running faster. You should be putting in your assignments on time. You should be getting an A. Good students get an A. They don't get a C. You know, there's valedictorians and there's, you know, class queens and presidents and all this. There's always something more. And so whenever we embark on something, we go into it with this feeling of we should be giving more. And it's this feeling of should, of never being good enough, which cripples most of us from even trying. But we cripple ourselves from trying. And whenever I realized this, I stopped going into the gym expecting things of myself. And now I walk into the gym, I drive to leg day with Mark Getty. And I used to drive dreading leg day. It is brutal. I'm going to record one of our sessions, but I hate pulling out the camera in leg day because it gets Mark excited. And he pushes me even harder because the camera's on. And I work hard as it is. But Mark always asks for more when the camera's on. I don't know why. He just likes to show off, I think. But anyway, I used to dread going there. And then one day I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to tell Mark I am not pushing hard today. I am tired. I have worked so hard. I have so much going on in the business. We're in the middle of this launch. I haven't slept much. I've been traveling. I've been all over the place. I'm going to tell Mark today, Mark, I'm sorry. I'm only going to do 3 plates aside. I'm only going to do, 120, I'm only doing 180 kilos on the incline hack squat. And I go into the gym and I go, Mark, I'm tired today. I'm not going to do much. And Mark goes, yeah, no problem. That's fine. And he means it genuinely. And so then I do my leg extensions and like, okay, go ahead, full stack, go on, beast it. And then we go over to the incline hack squat and I go, and then I do my third set and then I'm looking at the weights and I'm like, I could put 3 on, or I could just do my usual 4.5 or 5. I do 5 plates aside. Now I have 200 kilos in weight, 260 kilos, which is 600 pounds or something. I'm doing on the incline hack squat. And I look at it and I go, it's one set of maybe only 6 reps. I could put 4 plates on or 3 plates on, or I could just stick the 5 on and I could just do it for 6 reps. And I go to Mark and he does one side and I just start sliding the plates and he goes 5. And I go, fuck it, Mark, it's only 6 reps. And he goes, I'm not going to stop you. Go on ahead. And I get on that squat rack and I go for the 6 reps. And then I get on the next machine and I do the same thing again. So, but because I gave myself permission to not do it, something happens and suddenly I want to do it. But there have been times when I haven't wanted to do it and I haven't done it. And I've been like, no, like on Tuesday, I've been traveling. I was in Australia. I took last week off. I've been traveling a lot. Haven't been training legs with Mark for about 4 weeks, but I have been training at home hard. But I said to him on Tuesday, I have a really busy week. I'm teaching these masterclasses all week. I do not want to be destroyed. I get really angry. It's really hard for me to keep my emotional state whenever my legs are so sore. So I said, I'm only going to go 3 plates. And he was like, fine, no problem. And I did. I only did my third set weight on each exercise and my legs are still sore. So sometimes I do let myself off the hook, but giving myself permission to hold back if I want to has been an absolute game changer for me, because whenever we teach ourselves that we have to give more and more and more and more, it puts this immense pressure on us that we're not allowed to fail. And that feels horrible. You have to give yourself permission to fail. Like, you're human. We're all human. We fail every single day. And there's nobody expecting anything of you in your fitness except you. People look at me and they wonder how the hell I managed to get everything done. I get more done in a week than most people do in a month. But the answer lies in systems. I have built complex systems over time to be able to take on more and more and more tasks by systematizing my life. When you add something new into the mix, it disrupts the balance of everything else and there is a period of adjustment. But then there is this new level of performance and complexity and it becomes normal. And you have the capacity to then add in something else. The secret, though, is to start small. Give yourself time to adjust and don't be too hard on yourself. This is me over 3 years of competition. So first year I was training, I'd only been training since April, I guess, and this was taken in April. So on the left is 1 year, the middle one is another year of training, and the third one is another year again of training, but with Mark. So you can see the difference, like in the size of my quads and my hips. Like, I put on an enormous amount of muscle in those 2 years, but I started small and I gave myself time to adjust. Okay, well, we're back to homework. Okay, actually, let's go to homework. Okay, are you guys enjoying this? Was this good? Do you feel like pumped and motivated and a bit more kind of easy on yourself? Okay, now the VIPs have extra homework in the PDF in the VIP hub, okay? But for the rest of you, for general access, I want you to think of five different areas in your life where you are very consistent, and I want you to write them on a piece of paper. Start to build the belief that you are a consistent person. Reaffirm this to yourself every day and watch yourself transform. Now, examples of this are brushing your teeth, getting up for work, picking your kids up from school, calling your mother, or any other habit that you have. Think of five habits that you do every single day, no matter how big or how small, and then look at it and give yourself a massive pat on the back for being one of the most consistent people in the world, because you manage to consistently do all of these things every single day. And if you can think of 10 things or 15 things or 20, like the list, don't limit yourself to five, right? If you can write a list of 20 places that you are consistent, you'll suddenly look at it and go, holy crap, I am a really consistent person. I can do this. I can absolutely do this. Like, why did I think that I couldn't consistently show up and go to the gym? I was just making it too hard for myself. And like I told the story the other day about the guy who said he was going to go to the gym every day and he just couldn't motivate himself. So he set a persistency of driving to the gym, and he drove to the gym, circled around the car park and drove back out. And he did that for a month before he actually got out of the car and went into the gym. But what he did was he first built the habit of driving to the gym every single day, because once you're there, you may as well get out of the car and go and work out. But he didn't even do that for a month. It took him a month to actually get out of the car and go into the gym. So I want you to stop being so hard on yourself. I want you to affirm to yourself every single day that you are you're a consistent person. You're a persistent person. You are. You can do hard things. You do them every single day. Really hard things. You just haven't built the persistency with this. And maybe you were, you know, maybe you were setting the bar too high. Maybe you didn't know you could start small. Maybe you didn't know that the most important thing was actually building the persistency first before anything else. And that's what you have to do. And then before we move on to the Q&A, I'm going to tell you that the secret webpage to upload your fitness phrase to is www.thesculptedvegan.com/enter, E-N-T-E-R. thesculptedvegan.com/enter, E-N-T-E-R. That's where you go to upload your fitness phrase. Do it before midnight UK time, not midnight in your own time zone, midnight UK time, which is 7 hours and 43 minutes from now. You have 7 hours and 43 minutes to upload the fitness phrase. If you don't upload it correctly, it won't let you enter. You have to upload it correctly. It's not case sensitive. You can upload it to the website, but you have to upload it correctly. And if you don't have it correctly, it won't let you upload it. And this has been the most fun challenge I have ever hosted in my entire life. And you guys have been absolute and utter superstars for following along. And I cannot wait to give someone $10,000 tomorrow. It's going to be absolutely amazing. And whoever wins the $10,000 is going to have it tomorrow. We're going to send it directly. We're going to send it immediately to you. So you're going to have it for the weekend. Imagine having $10,000 to play with this weekend. It's going to be so exciting. Can't wait. Okay, so we're going to do a Q&A. I have about another 12 minutes before we go live tonight in VIP. So, I have something really exciting to tell you all. So tomorrow, we're going to open the VIP coaching call, the VIP Zoom coaching call. We're going to open it tomorrow night for everybody. So anyone can join the Zoom coaching call tomorrow night, just to send you all off with a bang. We're all going to be here in the office. We're going to be drinking champagne, and Laura's going to be beside me on the call, and we're going to have so much fun. It's going to be amazing. And then what we're going to do for the VIPs is we have scheduled you another extra bonus Zoom call with Mr. Mark Getty himself next Wednesday. So next Wednesday, same time, we have scheduled another bonus Zoom call. I think it's Wednesday, actually. Oh, I need to confirm that with you. We're going to send out an email anyway and a new link for the Zoom call as well. So that's going to happen next week. But tomorrow, anyone can join the VIP Zoom call, and we're going to put a post in the group in the morning. We're going to send you links and email them out to you so you all know where to come. And we are going to send this party off with a bang tomorrow. And it's going to be so, so, so much fun. One other thing I have to tell you too is all of the recordings and the workouts and everything are going to disappear from the playlist, from the YouTube playlist and from the group on at midnight on Friday, as far as I know. So if you want to have access to them forever, or you want to rewatch these, or you want to do the workouts with Laura, then you are going to have to join VIP to get lifetime access to them. But it is only $39. You can still join right up until tomorrow night. You can possibly still join through the weekend. But I just want to let you know that that's the only way you're going to be able to access the recordings if you've enjoyed this and you want to rewatch them for motivation, or you want to do the workouts with Laura. Okay, we're not finished, by the way. I'm just giving you some like some extra stuff. So who has a question for me? Do you guys have a question? If you have a question, just write question and then write your question after it, so I'll know that it's a question. And I see some people asking about when I'm going to announce the winner. The winner is going to be announced tomorrow during the masterclass, not during the Zoom call. It's tomorrow during the masterclass. I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to do it. I don't even know when I'm going to do it. You know, I might do it at the start, might do it at the middle, might do it at the end. I don't know. In fact, I never know when I'm going to, announce them today. Actually, I put like a little, like a strong arm emoji on one of my slides. And that's when I told myself that I was going to do the word, but then I was so much in my flow, I didn't want to do it on that slide. So I just kept going and ignored it. So I don't know when I'm going to do the winner tomorrow. And I'm sorry, I can't give you any information on that, because people are like, I just want to know so that I can, you know, be there. And I'm like, that's the chance that you take for $10,000. So I'm really sorry. I'm not going to tell you because I don't know myself, but question. Okay, one has just popped up here. Let me see. Oh, it's gone. Hang on. Oh, there's loads of, okay, there's so many questions. So many questions coming on. There's still so many people coming up. Let me see what questions I've got here. Someone's asking about multiple meal plans. I guess that you're maybe thinking about the 6-month program. Is there multiple meal plans? I'm not sure what you mean by multiple meal plans. Maybe you can confirm for me, Sarah. But within the new Extreme Body Makeover program, there are no specific meal plans, because we don't want anyone having to follow a rigid meal plan for a long time. Only in the shred portion at the end, there's a 12-week specific calorie and counted meal plan that drops over the 12 weeks. But and we may, and I haven't decided, like if there's a big market for it, I may add gluten or soy-free versions of it. But at the minute, there won't be any meal plans for the build phase in the beginning, because we don't want you to be too restricted. But we do teach you exactly how to eat, and we have every single resource under the sun for that. So you're not going to be worried about it, or worried like, what should I eat, or how should I do it? We're going to help you hold your hand every single step of the way. And loads of you are asking about the program. Okay, when will you learn more about the program? Tomorrow. I'm going to be talking all about the 6-month program in this session, in the 4 p.m. session. It's 4 p.m. for me. In the 4 p.m. session, we're going to open the cart where we have special bonuses during the session. So once I'm going to do like a big rah-rah, open the cart, and then we're going to do special, we have like special fast action bonuses for people who sign up on the call. I'm going to call out everyone's name who signs up on the call. It's going to be a real party here tomorrow, guys. Like, we're going to be drinking champagne in the office. We have like, I was going to say party poppers, but I don't know if we have party poppers. We sometimes have party poppers. Depends if anyone goes and gets them or not. And we really do have like a real party here on cart open day. And the party continues throughout the weekend. Where do you see the fun in the Facebook group this weekend? You thought this was a 5-day challenge? Nah, this is like a 3-week challenge. Next week, we have interviews in the group for you. We have extra Zoom calls. We have lives. There's going to be this party is going to continue for about another 2 to 3 weeks. Just FYI. Okay. It is not over. So don't be worrying about that. Okay. Loads of people asking about tomorrow. Will you pick someone randomly, or are you going to go through comments questions? We have, so every person who enters, their name is downloaded from the website and it's put into a, like, we have this little Wheel of Fortune thing that we do. So it's actually a website. And so we put all the names into the Wheel of Fortune, and then we click the button and the Wheel of Fortune spins, and then it chooses someone. You can actually see there's like a wee spinner. It goes like, and the wee clicker thing, and the Wheel of Fortune goes around, goes around, goes around, goes around, and then slows and then lands on someone, and then it gives us their name. So no, it's not from comments or anything like that. It's literally from a Wheel of Fortune, from everyone who uploaded the phrase correctly. Facebook user, I've been going to the gym for 6 weeks and I've lost 4 pounds. Do you think this will carry on? I'm 9 stone 13 pounds currently. Your weight loss will carry on if you are on a specific plan to lose body fat. In order to lose body fat, you need to be on a very specific plan, and you need to have a time frame. So you need to know how much do you want to lose? What's your time frame for losing it? And then you need to know what your total daily energy expenditure is. And then you need to create a calorie and macro counted plan to gradually drop calories and gradually increase cardio over the period of time that you have set for your diet. So if you have another 6 pounds to lose and you want to lose it in 6 weeks, then you would have to create a 6 week plan that was tailored towards losing 1 pound per week. That's how you lose weight sustainably. That's the kind of thing that we teach in this program. So you're not just, you know, chancing it, if you like. Whenever you train and you get on, whenever you get on a plan, like the 6 month plan I'm opening tomorrow, or on any really of my plans, you can set very specific goals with very specific timelines because the programs are tailored. So you must always have a goal, and you would never like set out to go somewhere without knowing where you were going. So whenever you're going somewhere, you type your destination into Waze or into Google Maps, and then Google Maps brings you the way to go. And if there's traffic along a certain way, it'll tell you and I'll divert you to another way. That's very much what your weight loss journey should look like, and your muscle building journey should look like. If you want to put on 0.5 pound of muscle a month, then you have to create a plan to build 0.5 pound of muscle per month. And your gym plan should be tailored towards that. You can't know where you're going unless you have you can't create a plan to go where you're, to know where you're going unless you know where you're going. You know what I mean? So if you kind of just throw shit against the wall and hope that some of it sticks, you're not going to get very far. So you have to have a plan. Someone is asking,
the, can you tell the members that the web page is just a little bit slow? If everybody going on it, some people got an error message, but there's no error.
Okay. So Laura's just telling me that because so many people have landed on the web page at the one time, it's going slightly slow trying to keep up with all of the entries. So if it gives you an error message, don't panic. It's just that it's overloaded with people, which we hadn't actually anticipated. So just be patient, maybe come back in an hour or whatever, but it's just so many people hitting it at the same time. It's just making it slightly slow. So do you have to be present to win tomorrow? Yes, you do have to be present to win. Whenever I call out someone's name, you have to say, I'm here, and you have to write a comment, whether you're on YouTube or Facebook. I can see both YouTube and Facebook comments here, by the way. So you have to write a comment to say that you're here, and then we will confirm, we will send you the money. If you're not here, if you don't say you're here within the next, you know, couple of minutes or whatever, we will choose someone else. So yes, you do have to be here. Melissa, once mastered a regular routine of, let's say, 5 minutes a day, would you increase by 5 minutes or more? This week has helped. Thank you. It depends again, Melissa, on your goal. So if your goal is, you mean just 5 minutes a day of cardio or something? You're thinking just about building a routine. Well, actually, my answer would still be the same. So your goal in the beginning is really just to build consistency, right? That's your goal. Your goal is to master a routine, to make it part of who you are and what you do. Once you have established that routine and you get up every day and you do a minimum of 5 minutes, sometimes you'll do more, you'll do 10, you'll do 15, you'll do 45. Once you've mastered the consistency of, say, doing 5 minutes cardio, before you even think about increasing that, why don't you then maybe master the consistency of working out a little? Why don't you commit to showing up to the gym, you know, like 3 days a week or 2 days a week or something, or 1 day a week, right? Why don't you build that as well? So once you've mastered this consistency, add something else on. and see, can you also do that? Or maybe, yeah, you want to increase the cardio until you're doing, say, 30 minutes a day, 6 days a week or 5 days a week. And once you're up to 30 minutes, then you add on the gym. So you should always be looking at, what is your ultimate goal? Do you want to go to the gym 4 days a week and do, you know, cardio 4 days a week? Do you want to, you know, look like a physique athlete? Do you want to stand on stage? Do you want to lose your belly fat? Do you want to fit into a particular dress? Are you, you know, 20, do you want to lose 20 pounds? You have to set your goal, and then your ultimate plan will work towards that goal. But in the beginning, your plan is simply just to build the consistency. So yes, I would recommend increasing over time. I'm just taking random questions here, by the way. Lorna, can you see me? Yes, I can see you, Lorna. So you are all good. You are here. But people like this, I cannot see you, just so you know. What are the best exercises to build legs? Arms and abs are looking better, but legs look skinny. There is no best exercise to build legs. I mean, yes, people will say squats are the best one to build legs, but there's really no best exercise to build legs. The best way to build legs is you have to go really, really heavy. It's very hard for people to go as heavy as they need to go on leg day, because you're using half your body and people get scared. Now, if you're training by yourself and you really, most people cannot squat really heavy training by themselves, because you need someone there for confidence and you need someone there for those extra reps. I never, ever, ever squat with a free bar, ever. I always squat on the Smith machine because it's safer and you can hook the bar if you need to. But whenever I'm training by myself and I'm not training with Mark, I actually don't do any squatting whatsoever. I'll do leg press because I can spot myself on my knees, give myself a push if I need to. But then I will do Bulgarian split squats on the Smith machine, because it's much easier to have the bar in your back. And whenever you're doing single leg work, if you go really heavy, it's actually just the same as doing double leg work. So a Bulgarian split squat with the bar on your back with a heavy weight will do the same as double leg work. So just to give you an example, if I'm squatting by myself, I won't squat more than about 120 kilos with the bar on my back. But if I'm squatting with Mark, I can easily do 160. Now, whenever I'm doing Bulgarian split squats, my final set, I have 80 kilos on the bar. That's 180 pounds. And I can do that with a single leg. Don't ask me why, but I can. But squatting, for some reason, I don't feel confident going any higher than about 120, 130 kilos, unless I have a spotter. So if you don't have a spotter, do single leg work, do heavy, heavy single leg work, and that will help to build your quads. But really, genuinely, most people just do not understand how much load you need to lift to build bigger quads. It takes an inordinate amount of effort to build big legs. Now, can you make a change in your legs if you don't have a spotter and you can't go really, really heavy? Yeah, for sure. You can get nice, lean, toned legs. But are you going to build big quads like mine? No, you're really not. Single leg work, though, is a game changer for people who are training by themselves. Or leg press is a really good one too, because you can keep your hands on your knees and give yourself a push in those really, really heavy sets if you need to. And that's what I will normally do whenever I'm training by myself and building legs. Okay, well, a couple more questions I can see come up here. Will the workouts be different to the last Extreme Body Makeover? Yes, all the workouts are different. All the meal plans are different. All the guidelines are different. All of the bonuses are everything is different. This program has been completely revamped. It's not the same at all. It's a completely different program. So everything is different. Do the workouts minus cardio change during the program? The workouts change in, there's only two phases in this one. There was three in the last one. There's only two phases in this, build and shred. The workouts change in the shred portion, yes, but they don't change in the build program. But if you are a VIP and you were in Mark Getty's call last night and you heard Mark talk about the bullshit of muscle confusion, he was like, you can't confuse your body just because you decide to go to the cable crossover machine instead of over to the bench press. He goes, your body's not going to go, oh, what's she doing? She's going to the cables. Oh, I'm confused. He was like, you can't confuse your muscles. He's like, muscles only respond to one thing, stimulus. And it's true. This is what I teach all the time. Stimulus. Your muscles respond to stimulus. Changing up your exercises does not make your muscles grow any faster. You cannot confuse your muscles. You cannot confuse your body. Changing up your exercises is actually detrimental to your progress. I have not changed the exercises or the order I've done the exercises or the day I've done the exercises on for 6 years. Mark hasn't changed his for 20 years. Same exercises, same day, same machine, same order, same everything. All I've done is focus on adding more load, Like bicep curls, for example. When I first started bicep curls, I was doing 10 kilos top set per hand. Now I'm doing 20 kilos per hand. And that's taken me 6 years to get there. So you just add more load, add more load, add more load, add more load, add more load. And that's how your muscle grows. Muscle responds to stimulus. Stimulate it more, muscle will grow. You don't stimulate it more by changing your exercises. You might stimulate a different part of the muscle, which causes muscle soreness, which makes people think that they've worked harder, but you haven't. You've just stimulated a different part of the muscle. But the best way and the fastest way and the quickest way and the way that we teach on all our programs, because I don't want to do anything slow. I want as much muscle as I can possibly get, as fast as I can possibly get it. And the fast way to do that is to add more load, add more load, add more load, stimulate the muscle, add more load, stimulate the muscle, add more load. So I always say to people, not you who Facebook user who asked the question, but I always say, do you want me to entertain you or do you want me to train you? Because if you want me to entertain you, you're in the wrong place. I'm not here to make the gym your happy place. I'm here to get you results. I don't care if you like the exercises or you don't. I don't care if you get bored in the gym. Mark told a story last night and he said that he went to his first ever trainer. He went to him and he said, how do I get really big? And the guy said, well, can you? He said, I want to do what you do. And the guy said, well, can you eat? And Mark said, yeah. And he goes, well, no, can you really eat? And Mark was like, yeah. And he goes, can you do boring things for a long time? Mark was like, what does this even mean? And the guy was like, can you do things that are boring for a long time? And Mark was like, sure, yeah. And he was like, okay, you'll do well in bodybuilding. And he says the guy walked away and Mark was like, what does that even mean? Like he said, he just, at the time, it was so confusing for him. He just didn't understand what he meant. He goes, now I understood exactly what he meant. Bodybuilding is, can you eat a lot of food and can you do boring things for a long time? Because that's what it takes. That's what it takes. There's no other way to get there. No other way to achieve any goal in life. No other way. I built this massive business and it was really long and really hard and really repetitive. And there was no other way to do it. Same with bodybuilding. Same with training your horses. Same with building a relationship with someone you love. It's long and it takes a lot of work. It looks like work. It feels like work because it is work. But anything you want is work. Same as building your body. And it might be you just don't want it enough and that's okay. That's okay. But if you want it, I can help you have it. And I'm going to tell you how tomorrow. Cliffhanger. She's leaving on a cliffhanger. Tomorrow's going to be so much fun. I won't sleep tonight. I'm going to be so excited. You've no idea. Tomorrow is going to be so much fun. Those who have been in a challenge before are going to be like, the Fridays are fun. We're working. We're moving. We're in the zone. We're grooving. That's what it's like on Friday. We love it. Okay, I'm talking shite now. I'm going to go. We're 7 minutes past. The team are like, can we go home now, please? You can't. I'm going to finish. Okay. Love you loads. Love you so much. See y'all tomorrow. Thanks for being here. Be patient with the website because you're all killing the bandwidth of the website because you're so eager to get your phrase up, which I love. Thanks for showing up. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.